Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, who will be the next head coach of the New York Football Giants?
Okay, so I think they're going to go big here, and I think they're going to try and rattle cages and steal the headlines from the Jets. I think they're going John Gruden, next head coach of the New York Giants. It'll certainly put him back on the front page or the back page or whatever the hell they do in New York. Feels like a New York state of mind kind of move to me. John Gruden, head coach, New York Giants.
Well, if you're going to go that far, you might as well go Belichick as far as steal the new, but I'm not going that far. I think they want to find somebody who can really work with Dart. And the hottest coordinator out there is in Seattle, right? Clint Kubiak. So that's, I think maybe they go there.
Stoney, we're on the same path as far as you got to find someone to work with Jackson Dart. I totally agree with that. We just have different coaches. I'm going with the offensive coordinator in Washington, Cliff Kingsbury. I think he's good with young quarterbacks. Jackson Dart is the absolute key to the franchise right now, whether they turn it around or not. You got to hand it over to a guy who's going to take, he's going to have his handprints all over that. And he's good at calling plays. I don't know if he's going to be a good head coach necessarily, but that's what the league is about now. They take the offensive coordinator and they let him call plays to be the head coach to keep the quarterback. Because otherwise, if he stays coordinator, you end up losing him to another team anyways. But I got Cliff Kingsbury, next coach of the Giants. All right, Travis Hunter's season is officially over after season-ending knee surgery, guys. When Hunter returns in 2026, should the Jags continue to play him on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, because I don't think his injuries has anything to do with it. I don't think it should be a 50-50 split. I personally think he should be primarily a wide receiver and then play DB when they need him to.
I thought it was a bad idea to begin with. And regardless of whether this injury has anything to do with it, I'm sticking with it. I don't think you can keep this up in the National Football League. It's hard enough to survive a season playing half the snaps. So, yeah, I don't think he should play both ways. I think probably receiver. I agree with Stoney. But at the end of the day, I think they need to stop this.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they should do that either. But this is what they drafted him for, so stand on what you drafted him for and have some conviction. So, yeah, when he does come back, continue to do what you were trying to do, which is play him on both sides of the ball almost equally, because I think they're up in those snaps and those reps as the season went along. I don't think the injury had anything to do with that either, but it's something you got to keep in mind that, football is a physical sport. Guys are getting injured all the time. I think he should have focused solely on receiver, like you guys mentioned, but they traded up to get him for all this, so now you need to stick with it. All right, Rob Gronkowski signed a one-day contract to retire as a New England Patriot this week. A reporter asked him about a possible statue outside the stadium, like Tom Brady has. Gronk joked and said, no, Brady's one of a kind. But seriously, guys, should the Patriots actually consider building a statue of Gronk as well?
So organizations, when you're deep into the culture of an organization, you know what's important to the fans, what's been important, behind the scenes. And so as an outsider, it's hard for me to look at this, but I look something, this blew my mind. Gronk has more all-pro selections than Tom Brady. He was an all-pro selection 4 times. Brady was only 3 times.
Wow.
That blew my mind. But for me, the criteria would be centered around being the, you would have to be, to get a statue, a central figure in a glorious era. And even with that in the, as the background for this, that Gronk was all pro more than Brady, he wasn't the central figure. Brady was a central figure. And in fact, it would be a Belichick statue, right? I mean,
yes, I would say Belichick ahead of Gronkowski. But he wasn't the central figure, but he was a central figure. And I think that's very important. And yeah, I have these weird things. Like, first of all, the whole one-day contract just pisses me off more than any. It pisses
Stoney,
me
you gotta
off
say,
more
maybe
than
it's just me.
Yeah, that's say, it. Yeah, maybe it's just me.
This one could be. Yeah. It's like, I know. You know, the
well,
first
2 minute timeout yesterday. Yeah. Maybe it's just me. And today, maybe, 1 day contract. One day, maybe it's just you.
Who cares? You're retired. Who cares what you retire as? It doesn't. Why do they care? I don't know. Anyway, they want to put a statue up. That's fine.
Okay, I think most people's first reaction is no. But I got to tell you, I don't want to treat this like jersey retirements or anything. But Doug, you just mentioned the all-pro stuff. To me, in my opinion, Gronkowski is the greatest tight end of all time. So I don't think it's over the top to actually put a statue of the greatest tight end of all time. By the way, who meant so much to your team and those Super Bowl wins. He was Tom Brady's favorite target. Stoney, you just said it. He wasn't just an important player. He was a focal player on that team. This is not like putting up a statue of Edelman or you know, any of the other, you know,
right,
players, an offensive lineman or whoever. No, this is Rob Gronkowski. Now, I'm not saying they need to do it right away or anything like that, but I don't think it's a crazy idea. I think that actually it will be done one day.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was that good of a tight end. Guys, I got a bonus question if you want. This just
Let's
came across
it.
The wire.
Sure.
All right. I didn't know this till this morning, but Russell Wilson apparently has joined Cameo. You guys are familiar with Cameo.
I know.
He's charging $333 for a Cameo. All right. Not that expensive at all, just right, or too expensive? What do you think?
I think for a guy who's won a Super Bowl, and I charge $25.
Actually, it's $33. Kenny Koch just looked it up. Do you even know your own prices?
You charged
$33? Did I? Yeah, I think I raised it once or something. I don't know.
I charged $25.
Oh! Okay. Yeah.
That's why I don't get
honestly,
very many.
$333? For Russell Wilson?
That's a pretty good deal.
Seems like a good deal to me. Yeah. I don't need a cameo from Russell Wilson. I can't even think of a reason why I'd want one.
I don't understand why people would want a cameo of me. But
think about this. Yeah. If you could have any athlete for $333, there are guys out there that I'd pay $333 to send a happy birthday to my kid or something. Yeah.
Yeah, so my first thought is, that doesn't seem that expensive.
No, I agree.
Super Bowl champion, you know. Hey,
we got discounts on Russell Wilson cameos.
Yes.
Is this on the clearance rack of cameo?
We have a friend who's a huge Dallas Cowboy fan, even though he grew up in New York, and he's so obnoxious. So for his birthday one year, we all chipped in. I forget what it was. It was expensive. We got Lawrence Taylor to do a cameo and just MF him all. It was hysterical.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I wouldn't necessarily pay that much myself, but if you get a bunch of buddies together and you know throw 10 guys, throw $30 each in on it, not too bad. I'd do it.
I think this is a bargain. This is a cameo bargain.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. That concludes the Wide 9 Omaha 4 down around the league blitz thingy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.